Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
This is Up on Game.
Caught by Hushmanzada for the touchdown.
You want NFL experience?
Manning lobs it. Burris alone. Touchdown.
And it's intercepted. LeVar Arrington.
Then this is the show for you with LeVar Arrington. TJ Houshmandzadeh.
They lose first round. Mike McCarthy's out of there.
And Plaxico Burress.
Tom Brady's no longer there. It's turning into a dictatorship up there in New England.
Three of the best to ever do it on and off the field. Live from the TireRack.com studios of Fox Sports Radio. Here's Pro Bowlers LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion Plaxico Burress.
Are you trying to go hunt now?
All right. All right, welcome into the show. Happy Saturday to everyone out there. Yeah, you know. We're at the TireRack.com studios. It's TireRack.com. We'll help get you there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, guys. We got TJ Houshmandzadeh here. We got Plaxico Burress. I'm LeVar Arrington. We got a lot to get to, but we want to start in the NFC. Big old, juicy, old, healthy, just super fat NFC championship game. We got the 49ers traveling into Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. Will it be love from the brothers, or will it be a whole lot of hate? And it's been a great conversation. First and foremost, Plex, I got an opportunity to see Plaxico and Beach in his hometown. We did some good work in the community this week. How y'all doing, man? How's everything going?
Man, can't complain. Once again, we back to this normal weather. Wake up feeling real good.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, man, everything's good, man. You know, like LeVar said, I got an opportunity to go home and put my feet on the turf and see some familiar faces and some family, some friends that I've known all my life, and most importantly, I had a couple crab cakes and blue crab, so I'm all set to go.
That's all right. That is all right. Okay, fellas, so. We got a big game. We got big games this week. And going into it, there's been a lot of conversations surrounding Ken Brock Purdy and this
San Francisco offense be the complement needed for San Fran to go on the road and win in Philadelphia. I have my thoughts on it, but I'm interested to know what y'all are thinking.
Can Brock Purdy go in to the city of brotherly love? Of course he can and win it. Will he? I'm sure we're going to do up on game, down on game, and I'll let you know what I really think about that game. But, yeah, he can. He hasn't lost a game as a starter. And so I don't care who they've played. It shows when it matters, he can get it done. He's been playing really good football. The team around him is playing really good football. But this Eagles offense and this Eagles defense – they can match up with the Niners, as can the Niners match up with the Eagles. So this is going to be a fantastic game. But it's not as if Brock Purdy is going into Philadelphia and, oh, man, this rookie, the Mr. Irrelevant, has no chance. Yeah, he can get it done because he's shown week after week after week that it's not too big for him.
Man, I think one of the main factors going into this game is going to all be about can the Philadelphia Eagles control the defense in front of the 49ers. And I've been in games like this where I remember back in 2006 when we had the opportunity to play against the Carolina Panthers and we had OC and Strahan. We definitely had the best ends in the game. And one of those things that can control the defensive ends is the RPO game. And it gives an opportunity for the Eagles to take a Joey Bosa and that pass rush out of the game Nick Bosa with running the ball at him. And obviously he's going to make some plays in the run game with the it's going to come down to the decision making of Jalen Hurts. And if he decides to keep it or give it to the running back, but those quick screens at the line of scrimmage and those RPO runs will help stop the rush of the 49ers. I think that's going to be the key to the game.
His QB rating versus the Cowboys was 87.4. He completed 19. He had 214 yards. He was sacked 2 times. He actually threw for more yardage in the game than – Dak Prescott. So here's the thing. Listen, it wasn't the best of best days in terms of offense. 19-12 was the game. And if you think about it, Dak Prescott throws 2 interceptions that equal 6 points. You know, the 49ers were able to put up field goals on those turnovers, and they missed an extra point. And that right there ties the game up. It's 19-19. Who knows what happens? The Dallas defense played very well. The question I was asking myself, and I'll ask you guys this: do you think that this Dallas defense, which is a stout defense, the opportunistic defense, played really well? Was this a good enough test for Brock Purdy? Now, he had him at home, but I still think this was a good enough challenge and a good enough test for us to figure out, okay, you only got 19 points, you only scored 1 touchdown, but I kind of learned more about this 49ers offense in this game than I probably did any other game, and that was because they played the run tough, they played well against the pass. Brock Purdy still protected the ball, waited, let the game come to him, so to speak, deliver some big throws. I mean, the throw to Kelsey bobbles it and catches it. He threw a couple big plays to Kelsey.
Kittle.
Some really, really big moments that Brock Purdy was able to deliver in. Do you think that is a catalyst for him heading into this game against a really, really good, a really strong up front, a team that has, I believe, if I'm right, has the most pressures or maybe not the most pressures, but they certainly have the most sacks and the league this year in the Philadelphia defense?
Purdy will be confident because of the way he's played. We all know this, man. When you're playing well and things are going according to plan for you as a player, we feel unstoppable. We feel great about ourselves. There's nothing we can do. Our self-confidence is through the roof. It's a different ball game. The Dallas Cowboys were really good on defense last week. The Cowboys' defense played well enough to win the game last week. They did do that. The Eagles' defense is just as good, if not better, from a complete unit perspective. When you got Darius Slay and Bradberry as corners on the outside, I think everybody here will say, oh, that's better. Just on the secondary, the corners, that's better than what the Cowboys have as a whole. When you look at the safeties and Gardner Johnson, Avante Maddox, he may come back and play. The Eagles present so many problems because they can rotate their second D line, and for the most part, their second D line, the majority of those guys, they've all been starters. They've all been starters. And so there's really no drop off. It's going to come down to me, it's strength versus strength. The Niners are good up front on both sides of the ball. The Eagles are good up front on both sides of the ball. Strength on strength, who's going to win that matchup? That to me, is what it's going to boil down to.
Man, this football game will be won on the edges. When I say the edges, I'm talking about the wide receivers.
I love
AJ,
some edges.
AJ Brown and the Slim Reaper.
Hey, Plex, who you taking?
I'm not backing down. Listen, I'm not
AJ and Devon. Who you
I'm
taking?
I'm not backing down off the Eagles. I said before the season even started that the Eagles would probably be the best team in the NFC and go to
Wait. Oh, let's go back to that. Who had the Eagles in the Super Bowl prior to the season show?
Not you.
Yes, I did.
No, you
on this show. No, Sam, pull it up, Sam. Yeah, pull it up, Sam.
Sam, don't.
Sam Orion, pull it up, please.
Don't pull it up.
Effort.
But listen, this game will be one on the edges.
I don't know.
And because I believe that, you know, the Slim Reaper and A.J. Brown, the 49ers are going to have some trouble containing those two young men. And I believe that's where the game is going to be won at. You got to get this ball in these guys' hands quick at the line of scrimmage. That'll make plays for you. And I think that's going to be deciding factor to this football game because I just believe in the back end that the 49ers, if they want to put those guys in man-on-man situations and blitz Jalen Hurts, that's going to be the thing that hurt them the most.
Mm.
Hey, LeVar. Mm. We got to go back to that. Hey, when the season started,
why are you talking about old stuff?
Hey, who was my Super Bowl picks? Do y'all recall?
What was it?
I think you said the Cincinnati Bengals or Philly. It was either the Cincy or Bills.
And Philly, I believe you said
it was 1,000% Philly. So we just gonna take your trip down.
What was the other team?
I was wrong on that other team.
Who was it?
I picked the Bills. I picked the Bills and the Eagles in the Super Bowl before the season started.
All right.
So I still got a 50% chance. I still got a 50%.
We ain't gonna argue with you today.
hey, that's one thing me and Plex, we agree on is that matchup on the outside, man, with A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith on one side.
That could be too much. That's too much.
You got Deebo and Ayuk, Kittle and Goddard.
Oh, that could be too much.
McCaffrey, Miles Sanders, it's going to be who can win those one-on-ones, but neither team really plays a ton of man. They play single high at times, which can turn into one-on-one, but they rely on that pass rush, getting there, and soft coverage on the back end, having seven guys deep in coverage and rushing four.
That's why the ball has to come out quick. If you're the Philadelphia Eagles and you want to try to alleviate that pass rush, the ball has to come out quick.
Hey, Plex, let me ask you this. Well, this is really LeVar. So in everybody's estimation, Lane Johnson and Trent Williams are the best two pass-blocking tackles in the National Football League. Mm-hmm. Do they move Bosa now to the other side to go against the left tackle, Jordan Mailata? Because you would assume Lane Johnson is going to hold his own.
Yeah, they move Bosa around. They move Bosa around, but Bosa's good enough to work with Trent. They going dance now.
Wait. You think Nick Bosa can create pressure against Lane Johnson?
Yes.
I think he can create pressure anywhere.
Yeah,
I don't know about that.
Middle linebacker, stand up, defensive end. You can put anyone on the football field.
Yeah, they'll stunt him. They'll do some different things to try to create some space. Them linebackers be flying through there as well. It's just going to be a matter of, can they handle the stunts that come their way and the dog blitzes that may come their way. I think that's going to be the biggest thing. Yeah. It's going to be the biggest thing for San Fran is if they can handle, you know, or excuse me, for Philly, if they can handle what's going on with Bosa now. With Trent, which obviously Trent isn't going against his own teammate, but when you're talking about him going up against that Philly offense front, yeah, I think he'll be able to do it. And as far as what's going on with the defensive front, with Sweat and all of those guys on Philly's end, they'll be able to generate. There's going to be pressure in this game.
Oh, for sure.
And just keep in mind, the one guy that is equipped to handle pressure the best and has shown it all year has been Jalen Hurts, and that could very well be the difference in the football game this weekend. All right, guys, we got to take a quick break. This is Up on Game. It's TJ Hushman's Eyes, Plexico Burris. On the other side of this break, we're going to get to JJ James Jackson on Up on Your Head. Let's see, figure out who he's going to be talking about. We got a lot to get to, some big games. Well, another big game to talk about is only two games. But we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back after this. All right. You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, the think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds, or I know it'll take you over a minute to down that 2-liter, right? If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they'll have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Track your picks and play against others for a shot to win huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code UPONGAME for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's code UPONGAME only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Disco going on today.
Hey.
All right.
I don't even know what this is.
That's Stevie Wonder right there, my guy. Welcome back into Up On Game, live from the TireRack.com studio. I'm LeVar Arrington alongside TJ Hushmanzada and Plexico Burris.
And they playing this in Snowfall or BMF or something.
Is that what it is? DraftKings, the sports book, is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code UPONGAME for a special offer. When you sign up, that's code UPONGAME. Use code UPONGAME only at DraftKings Sportsbook. All right, guys. We're into the show. We got a lot of good stuff going on right now. And, it's interesting when you think about what we got going on. Are we going to do up on are we going to do On Your Head on this this segment? Are you feeling good about it, Sam? Ryan?
I'm feeling great about it.
Are you feeling good about it, Plex?
Come on, man.
TJ, you want to let JJ get on somebody's head? It's pretty decent. I mean, I feel like this team is worthy of JJ getting on your head. So
Let's go ahead and do it.
They need to be getting on TJ head for these picks he's been making lately.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, well, let's see if it's
wait
TJ.
Till we do these picks and see what y'all say then.
Uh-oh. Well yeah. Without further ado, let's see who JJ got on. It's I'm on your head. Let's go.
It's
over like this.
I'm on your head with James Jackson.
It wasn't supposed to end this way, man. That's what some teams were saying to themselves after last week. It wasn't supposed to end like this. And now you're sitting at home again, watching teams compete for a championship that you thought that you were going to be competing for yourself. The Buffalo Bills, I'm on your head, man. And I know some people are going to be like, Jimmy, why are you not going after the Cowboys? They played poorly too. And that's a fair question. But honestly, Dak and the Cowboys offense struggling against the top defense in the league is something that I could have foreseen happening. But the Bills rolling up at home in the divisional round and only putting up 10 points, now that got me. So no, I didn't foresee their season coming crashing down like a Bills fan through a table on game day. The Bills were a lot of people's pick to go to and even win the Super Bowl this year. But when it came down to it, they couldn't get it done against Cincy. It's crazy to me that it was like 10 degrees at kickoff and still Joe Burrow was the coldest thing in that stadium that day. So for the Bills, it's self-reflection time, right? Because how do we have this much talent on both sides of the ball and we can't get ourselves out of the divisional round? Clearly, Stephon don't dig it. He got out of that locker room faster than you could say, no, Josh, don't throw that. And I can't really blame him. I see where he's coming from. Because theoretically, the Bills should be playing for a title. And I know they got beat by a very good team in the Bengals, but the season just seems wrapped up in disappointment after that loss, doesn't it? So things just got to change this offseason in Buffalo because it's supposed to be a really tough place to play over there. But lately, team's been treating this like it's a walk through Orchard Park. I'm on your head.
They dominated the Bills, man. They dominated them.
I totally have to disagree, man. The Cincinnati Bengals are a very good football team, man. And jump off Joe Burrow, I mean, I don't think there's nothing that the young man cannot do. And if he wins this game tomorrow, would you be surprised? Absolutely not, because I believe he's that good of a quarterback. And looking at the game last week, the Bengals got up 14-0 early. And I think one of the main factors to this game was the weather. It started snowing. The weather was inclement, and it kind of, you know, hindered the Bills' offense to what they were used to doing as far as throwing the football, making big plays downfield, and the weather would not allow them to do that. And I think that's one of the main factors to why they ended up losing the game. I don't believe that the Bills aren't a very good football team, but I think they just got down early. And it's one of the main reasons why some of these teams are going to domes. You're looking at Tennessee, they're going into a dome. And the weather was the main contributing factor to why the Bills couldn't run their offense efficiently as they've been able to do all season. Mm.
You know, I don't mind them getting on the Bills' head, but the Bills lost to a good football team. It's not as if they lost to a team that wasn't on their level and good enough to beat them. The Bengals are really good, man. And so is it disappointing for the Buffalo Bills, their fan base, their organization? Of course it is. But the expectations placed on the Bills at the start of the season, everybody's picked to go to the Super Bowl. Once Von Miller got hurt, I was – pretty much resigned to the fact that the Bills weren't going to make it because they didn't have that pass rush in crucial moments that they needed. But nonetheless, Von Miller goes down, Josh Allen hurts his elbow. Technically, your two best players on offense and defense are injured. One goes down for the season, the other one is playing, but he's hurt. It's hard to overcome that when you're playing a team that is damn near your equal or better. And so the good thing about football is you got to recoup and load up for next year. That's they're young enough.
I mean, they load up. They don't need anything.
They when
the Bills.
Yeah, what do they need?
See, this is going to be the Bills.
They got to win football games.
They need a running game, and they need another receiver.
No, Singletary is doing just fine.
It's not that they don't run the ball. They don't attempt to. You would think in that weather. You would think in that weather.
You have to have a running game.
They would run the ball. They didn't attempt to run. We don't even know if James Cook or Sink. We don't know Hines. We don't know because the Bills don't attempt to run the ball. No, you see, they got down early. But what was the score at halftime? If I'm not mistaken, it was bad.
It was 17, not. Yes, it was. It was 17-7.
No,
that's the Bills in the snow.
The Bills had 10 points at halftime.
The Bills had 7 points at halftime.
So the Bengals went up 14-0
in the first quarter.
Okay. They went up 14-0 right away. But the Bills went three and out. Boom, boom, boom. Bengals scored.
They kept going out. They got dominated in that game. I mean, listen, they were never in the game. It was never really a competitive game.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. I agree with that.
It was not. And you know what it looked like? I mean, not to step away because I know I want to let
tell
you
them what it looked like, Vaughn. Tell them what it looked like.
It looked like a team that was getting pushed the hell around is what it looked like. On offense, they weren't able to push them around. They got pushed around and dominated by Cincy's defense. When you're leading rusher – of 26 yards is your quarterback, and your second leading rusher at 24 yards is Singletary. To me, that says you got a problem. Another big problem, your biggest receiver, your best threat. Think about if y'all only had 30-some yards, 35 yards.
LeVar, you know how many targets he had in the game?
Four. Hey, well, he had four catches.
They threw him 10 balls. Yeah. He had 10 targets. It happens.
I just don't like that.
To me, the turning point of the game, I wouldn't say it was a turning point, but it was a big point in the part of the game was when they threw that go route to Gabe Davis and he dropped it.
Yeah.
He catches that ball, he may score. Because it looks like the DB made a great play. But on replay, he dropped that ball before the DB got his arm in there. But guess what? That happens. Mm-hmm. That's going to happen. You hate for it to happen at that time, but it's going to happen. Get a Bengals credit. This, they're good.
But think about this. They gave Mixon, for as much as we talk about Joe Burrow, and it is very well warranted, as much as we talk about Joe Burrow, and we will get to Joe Burrow, by the way. We will talk about him in this game and more in depth. Mixon ran for 100 yards, man. He ran for 105 yards.
That was toting uphill.
And he got the ball 20 times. So just as much as we can look at Joe Cool for what he was able to do and how he was able to deliver. Jamar Chase did what he needed to do. He didn't get the ball very much either. He had five catches. He didn't break 100 yards in receiving either. Hurst didn't break 100 yards. They were all pretty, you know, it was pretty balanced. 59 yards for Hurst, 61 yards for Chase. It wasn't a dominant day through the air by any means for Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals, but they played sound defense. And they pushed them the hell around in the run game. And to me, that was the difference. They commanded the game from a physical perspective.
The Bengals have run the ball all year for the most part. Buffalo doesn't run the ball.
Yeah,
they just don't run it.
They needed to.
And in those kind of elements, man, you have to be able to establish the running game. And that's the reason why the Cincinnati Bengals are going to the AFC Championship game, because I'm not saying that the Bills don't have a running game, but it's not a part of their offense to where let's run the football today. And they never even really attempted to establish the running game, and that's why they're sitting at home.
Buffalo, you would think James Cook, he should be able to – Singletary, Nyheim Hines. Brian Daboll is such a good coach that he took Daniel Jones and a New York Giants team that was terrible last year to the playoffs. He leaves the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen. And, yeah, their offense, I believe, was number two this year. But they kind of fell off. They fell off. But even with Daboll last year, they didn't run the ball. I don't know if they believe in Josh Allen so much to where, hey, we just going to throw this thing every play.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, they're at home
for winning football games.
They're at home, so we'll talk about those recipes, and we'll also talk a little bit about, well, you know what, your boy Jerry Jones, and it seems like he's happy with Mike McCarthy. But before we get to all of that, let's have a conversation with our guy, Isaac Lowenkron.
Good Saturday to you, fellas. NFL media reporting that the Baltimore Ravens have interviewed Todd Monken for their offensive coordinator job. Monken is presently the offensive coordinator for the defending national champion Georgia Bulldogs. In college basketball right now, 7th-ranked Virginia up 28-25 over Boston College. 5 minutes left to play in the first half. West Virginia has a 31-17 lead over 15th-ranked Auburn with 6 minutes left to play in the first half. And Creighton has an early 16-13 lead over number 13 Xavier with 11:22 left to play in the first half of that one. Late Friday night in the NBA, the Golden State Warriors top Toronto 129-117. Steph Curry, 35.7 rebounds and 11 assists. Also in the NBA on Friday, Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 41 in Milwaukee's 141-131 victory at Indiana. The Pacers allowed 85 points in the first half alone. They have lost 9 of their last 10. Fellas, back to you.
Ain't nobody playing defense in the NBA.
So true.
This is crazy.
89 points. You can't play defense. You touch them, it's a foul.
What's going on? I've seen Dame went for 60 the other day. Somebody went for 71. Ain't nobody playing defense in basketball no more.
It's a foul early on. Then with a minute left, you do what you want to do.
And that will conclude our coverage of the NBA and moving back into the football arena.
The NBA games are like all-star games now.
Jeez. All right, so we're going to talk about Jerry Jones in the next break. But before we get to this break, I want to bring up the fact that the Panthers hire Frank Wright. Frank Wright gets hired, and it comes out that interim head coach Steve Wilks felt slighted, felt upset, and felt that it was possibly a racial issue that's involved with this scenario and this situation. What was your impression of this hire, and did you feel as though that there is that element that's at play in this hiring and how it took place?
Man, there's so much to unpack with this conversation, LeVar, Plex. It is because when an African-American, just a minority coach, doesn't get hired, the race card comes into play a ton.
Immediately.
And at times, and I would say this time, it's warranted. A lot of times it's just like, why? And the reason I say it's warranted is this. Steve Wilks takes over Carolina. I believe they're 1-4. He basically has them in the playoff picture until the last week of the season. Frank Wright is in Indianapolis, and he can't seem to win a game. He gets fired. And Indianapolis Colts were a bad football team. They get Carson Wentz. They get Matt Ryan. Things are going to be different each year, and they can't get over the hump. And then he gets this job. And you look across the league and you say, how many openings are there, and can a minority coach get an opportunity? It's not happening. But the owners, we feel comfortable with people that we can relate to. I can relate to this guy. I feel comfortable with this guy. So that's who I'm going to hire. And you're not telling somebody who to hire when you're running a billion-dollar company, and it's your company. You're just not going to do it. But these owners feel comfortable with the people that they can relate to. It kind of is what it is, and it sucks. And then there's another thing to this also. Steve Wilks is a defensive coach. Plex or LeVar, is there any other minority coaches out there outside of Steve Wilks that were head coaching candidates? Him, Eric Bieniemy, whom else? that are minorities?
I don't know.
Not quite sure.
And so, Bieniemy, it seems as if they don't want to hire Bieniemy. That's what it seems like. Okay? And where are all the head coaching? D'Amico Ryans, he's another one. If he doesn't get a job, now it's like, whoa. But the majority, not all, the majority of these hires, they're offensive coaches. They're offensive coaches because if
Byron Leftwich.
Byron Leftwich had an opportunity last year, and he gets fired. But the game's tomorrow. The game's tomorrow. Andy Reid, offensive coach. Zach Taylor, offensive coach. Nick Sirianni, offensive coach. Kyle Shanahan, offensive coach. Everybody is trending in that direction because
they have to.
The quarterback position is so valued now that if I hire a defensive coach and we are just doing everything we want to do on offense, that offensive coordinator is leaving. And now we got to start over. So they're hiring offensive coaches. So I get where Steve Wilks and these guys are coming from. Mm-hmm. But two things. You need to be an offensive coach, it seems like. But these owners feel comfortable hiring the people that they can relate to. And it's as if they can't relate to us.
Mm. I don't even understand what you're saying when you say the owners are hiring these, making these decisions to hire these coaches because they can relate to them. I don't understand. How can he relate to Frank Reich? That blows my mind. And he was just fired during this season in Indianapolis. And in comes Jeff Saturday with no resume, no coaching history. And he gets hired in Indianapolis. And here we're looking at Steve Wilks. The Carolina Panthers start the season off 3-5. And he, for the rest of the year, he goes 6-6. So I'm thinking that Steve Wilks is a definite shoe-in for going forward for the Panthers going in the next season. And you go hire Frank Wright, who was just fired in the middle of the season. And so now he's the head coach of this team, and he has a worse quarterback issue in Carolina that he has in Indianapolis. So what do you think is going to be different about – next season for the Carolina Panthers moving forward, because you still don't have a quarterback. And it just blows my mind that Steve Wilks was not the named the head coach going into the next season. I mean, for what he was dealing with offensively and defensively, man, that man went out there and did a hell of a job.
I will give credit. He did.
And the slap in the face is, you know what? We think that Frank Wright is a better option moving forward than Steve Wilks. And you just have to look at it and say this, what the hell is going on? And you look at Nathaniel Hackett and the job that he did out there in the Denver Broncos.
Bruh.
And he
we got to get into
named
that.
The offensive quarterback.
Hey, that needs its own little segment. That Nathaniel Hackett to the Jets, bruh, needs his own segment.
I don't understand what the hell is going on. What are the credentials that you need?
None.
Offensive head coach or head coach in this league, you used to have to be respected.
Hey, Plex, you ever call plays
from
in NFL?
From a resume standpoint.
In the NFL? Me neither. We can do just as good as a job as Hackett can right now.
Let's table that. Let's table that because we are going to talk about it. Let's table it. You're listening to Up On Game. This is Fox Sports Radio.
What the hell is going on?
That is Plexico Burris, and he sounds a little bit upset about this, so we're going to talk about it. But first, we're going to take a quick timeout, all right? We'll be right back.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
All right, welcome back in. It's Up On Game. We're live from the TireRack.com studio. I'm LeVar Arrington. It's TJ Hushmanzada. It's Plexico Burris. We got a lot going on. We got a lot to get to in the next hour. We'll get to the AFC Championships, championship between the Bengals and the Chiefs. We'll also talk what we just talked about, the discussion of Nathaniel Hackett as the OC. What does that mean moving forward? And we'll get Up On Game and Down On Game in there as well. But first, let's take a listen to Mike McCarthy. It's interesting, guys. He is being compared to Tom Landry. Y'all know the famed coach Tom Landry. Well, here's how. Take a listen. Take a listen.
As far as my relationship with Jerry, just using his word, we're in an excellent spot. You know, he's the partnership that we have. He's excited about. He told me a number of times this week that he wants me to coach here as long as Coach Landry did, and I said, okay, that's a long time. I feel really good about our relationships. I think our ability to discuss and disagree is we do a good job of that.
Okay, how y'all feel about that? We got 2 minutes. Make it rain.
That's a lie. He's no Tom Landry. He's not going to be there as long as Tom Landry. So I don't know if these coaches are just as gullible as I think they are, but if he doesn't win next season, he's out of there. So I don't even understand. He really believes it. So Mike McCarthy, that is a lie. That man lied to you. If you don't win next year, like TJ said, when the show comes on, you out of there, homeboy.
You know what's so crazy is he said this publicly. There's no way he can believe that. There's no way.
Come on, man.
In this day and age, there's not many Bill Belichicks and Mike Tomlins and even Andy Reid's that you stay in one organization in one team for as long as Tom Landry coached the Cowboys. It just doesn't happen in today's game of football. Like, the fact that he said this publicly – like, Jerry Jones, man, must got hella game because he tell you whatever and they go repeat this like it's the gospel. Like, bruh, that's not going to happen, but kudos to Jerry for getting him to believe it. He got hella game. He got hella game.
That's crazy.
You right, man. You know, I hope for Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy's a good dude, first and foremost. Homeboy.
He's a good coach. Bird.
Hey,
good
don't, coach. We don't care how much we like you. Yeah. It's all about performing.
I mean, they got one game.
This is a performance-driven business. Like Mike T's also said, we don't care how much we like you. You can be a hell of a person. But what product are you putting out there on the football field on Sundays?
They got a game further into the playoffs, and they won in their home uniform colors.
That's all that matters.
And Dak Prescott was their quarterback. Okay, this is Up On Game. Hour two coming at you soon. All right.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.